This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah, na'buduhu wa nasta'inu wa nasta'gfiru wa nu'minu bihi tawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Min yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa min yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Ba'd. Faqad qala Allahu ta'ala fi Qur'anil Majid, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qad aflaha man tazakka. It's important that we take time to remember and to remind ourselves about some of the fundamentals of our religion. And sometimes we get caught up in detailed academic discussions on secondary issues and we forget about the fundamentals. So today is a reminder about some of the fundamentals. It's a reminder of an aspect of our religion that should be a priority every day of our lives and should be part of our journey through this world. And that is taking care of our souls. Tazkiyatun nafs, the purification of the soul. The human being is made up of three fundamental parts. We have the body, we have the mind, and we have the soul. One of the problems with modern psychology and modern lifestyles is that while there is a lot of emphasis on taking care of your body and taking care of your mind, often the soul isn't even acknowledged as something real. And so there is negligence in taking care of the soul. And I would argue that even though it is crucial and important to take care of our bodies and to take care of our minds, it is more important to take care of our souls. For a very simple reason. One day, we will leave this body and mind behind. But this soul is who we are. This soul is who we were before we came to this earth. This soul is who we will be in the barzakh. This soul is who we will be in Jannah, in the next world. This soul is who we are beyond this life. And so caring for the soul is even more important than caring for the body and the mind. And so yes, make sure you take care of your bodies. Make sure you are healthy. Make sure you take care of your mind. Make sure that you are emotionally and mentally healthy. But also, prioritize and make time to take care of your soul. To make sure that you are spiritually healthy. When was the last time we checked our spiritual health? When was the last time you looked into your soul to check, is everything all right there? Am I taking care of its needs? You know, there are many hadiths that teach us that the soul is in a state of flux. It goes up and down in terms of its condition based on the kind of deeds we are doing and the kind of thoughts that we are thinking. And so it's mentioned in the hadith that when a person commits a sin, a black dot appears on their heart. And the more you sin, the more black the heart becomes, like the more rusty it becomes. And every time you make istighfar or do good deeds, it cleans the heart. Note, these hadiths about purifying the heart are talking about purifying the soul. The heart and soul are used as synonyms in these hadiths, right? It doesn't mean the physical heart, it means the heart of the soul. So in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ told us that there is a lump of flesh within us. If it is corrupt, everything about us becomes corrupt. And if it is pure, everything about us becomes pure, and that is the heart. Even in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses three descriptors for the soul, indicating the three levels that your soul could be at. In Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to us about nafs ammara bisu, a soul that is inclined towards sin. This is the lowest level of the soul, where most of the time you have sinful thoughts. That's the norm, that's the default. That's a sign that something's wrong and you need to look internally and fix the soul. Higher than that, the soul of the average person, those who are trying, those who are making an effort, the majority of us, is mentioned in Surah Qiyamah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by nafsul lawwama, by the soul that feels guilty, by the soul that has a conscience. You see, there's a difference between someone who sins and they don't feel guilt about it, that's the lowest level, as somebody who sins and they feel bad about it and they ask Allah for forgiveness. That's the norm. That's the general state of a human soul. Lawama. Sometimes it slips up, but he feels bad for slipping up and he goes back onto the straight path. And then the third type of soul, the goal, the one that we should aim for, the soul that the Anbiya and the Awliya have attained, is mentioned in the end of Surah Al-Fajr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them as Ya Iyatu Nafsul Mutmainna. Oh, that soul that has attained inner peace. The soul that has attained inner peace. Where your thoughts become what Allah wants you to think. Where you don't even think about sin anymore. Where your soul is in a state of complete righteousness. That's the goal. That's what we should aim for. So we should take time to analyze the state of our soul. What is the dominant kind of thoughts that go through our mind? Are we more inclined towards sin or are we more inclined towards good deeds? Do we feel internally a joy from doing good deeds? Or is there agitation like, I don't really want to do this? These are ways of assessing whether your soul is in the right state or not. I just want to share with you today 7 simple steps for taking care of your soul. 7 simple steps of tazkiyatun nafs, of purifying your soul. Step number 1 is make sure you at least have the fara'id, the obligations taken care of. At the very least, make sure you are taking care of that which is fard, that which is obligatory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith Qudsi that my servant, there is nothing that can bring him closer to me than the obligatory good deeds. And then after that, the optional good deeds. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in a hadith Qudsi, if you want to get close to him, prioritize the obligations. What do we mean by the obligations? Praying 5 times a day is the most important one. Make sure that we pray the 5 fard salah every day. Other obligations we should prioritize, ensure your income is halal, ensure your food is halal, ensure that you are covering your aura in front of non-mahrams. These are amongst the obligations that are daily for us, things that we should be focusing on daily. The second step towards purifying the soul and taking care of the soul is to do istighfar daily, to seek Allah's forgiveness daily. Think about this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek forgiveness 100 times a day. And he is sinless. He is the Prophet of Allah. He is guaranteed Jannah. He is the best of creation. But he would seek forgiveness 100 times a day, teaching us how we are supposed to live our lives. As normal human beings, we sin every day. Some of it is unavoidable. We are weak. We are imperfect. We aren't angels. We will slip up, the eyes will slip, the tongue will slip. There are mistakes that we make on a daily basis. How do you counter the negative effects of the daily mistakes? Istighfar. You find your eyes wandering, astaghfirullah. You find yourself saying something you shouldn't have said, astaghfirullah. Always follow up your mistakes with astaghfirullah. Immediately seek Allah's forgiveness. This is a way of ensuring that mistake that you made does not damage your soul. It does not compound. You don't have a compound effect of one sin upon the other. A third practical step towards purifying the soul is to spend time in nature. This is something that gets lost in our times. You see, in the modern world, we built up a man-made environment full of man-made devices. So we are always surrounded by things that we made. And in the process, we are disconnected from that which Allah made. Take some time to go outside. You know, as the kids say, to touch grass. You go outside, you spend time in nature. You look at the trees. You look at the flowers. Spend time with an animal. Look at how animals behave. Look at the way Allah created them. Any time spent in nature will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you are able to recognize the greatness of the Creator by admiring the beauty of the creation, the magnificence of the creation. And this is something that you see in the modern world today. There are a lot of people who are going through doubts about the existence of God. Very often they are people who are cut off from nature. They are in these built-up environments where it's just man-made structures around them all the time. And so they don't see the beauty of Allah's creation. All they see is the beauty of what humans have created. And a simple solution You should simply go outside and spend time in nature. Go outside and actually connect with the natural environment, and you will find yourself closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find your soul in a heightened state from being close to that which is natural. A fourth way to purify your soul on a daily basis, a very simple thing to do. Live in a state of gratitude. Shukr. Say Alhamdulillah from the depths of your heart for the blessings in your life. We live in an age of ingratitude, an age of complaining. People always looking for something to complain about. And it's strange because in one way we are living in the most technologically advanced time that we know of, where we have, as average people, access to luxuries that the kings of the past do not have. Yet we still complain. And we still find things to complain about. And we still spend our days complaining. But if we had to just change the way we think, and instead of looking at things to complain about, look for things to be grateful about. Analyze your life, and you will find that there are hundreds, there are thousands of things in your life to be grateful for. Live in a state of shukr, in a state of gratitude. And you will find yourself happier, you'll find yourself purer, you'll find yourself connected to your Creator. Number five, when you feel a evil thought entering your mind, do a good deed to counter that thought. You see, it's normal for bad thoughts to cross the mind of everyone. The waswasa of shaitan. Shaitan is always whispering to each and every one of us. What do you do when these bad thoughts cross your mind? Some people act on these thoughts. Some people feel guilty about these thoughts. Some people start to question themselves and think, maybe I'm a hypocrite, maybe I'm a bad person. No. Immediately do a good deed to counter that thought. Doing good deeds to counter evil thoughts helps keep your soul in check. Number six is live a life of generosity. The Quran, when it talks about charity, it talks about charity as a means of purifying the soul. Even the word zakah means to purify. Charity is directly linked to the purification of the soul. And our love for this dunya is stripped away when we are generous. Because you are purifying your soul by showing that you are not attached to this world. And so being generous is an important part of taking care of your soul. And finally, step number seven, be humble. No matter how successful you are, no matter how wealthy you are, no matter how famous you are, no matter how pious you are, always remain humble. Always remain grounded. Always remember that you are nothing more than a creation of Allah. And that anything good you have in your life is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never allow your ego to take over. When your ego takes over, your soul suffers. Arrogance and purification of the soul cannot work together. Make sure no matter how successful you are in any aspect of life, that you remain humble. And I say this especially about spirituality. Because there may be people out there who shaitan couldn't trick them in other ways. So shaitan uses their own piety against them. And so when they attain a high spiritual rank, they begin to think, oh, I'm better than all these other people. And that way shaitan gets them. He makes them to feel arrogant about their own spirituality. Anyone who thinks they are pious is not pious. A truly pious person is humble and thinks that they are the worst of people. And so let us practice these seven things daily to keep our soul in check and to make sure that we are purifying our soul on a daily basis. Let us fulfill our obligations. Let us seek Allah's forgiveness daily. Let us spend time in nature reflecting on Allah's creation. Let us live lives of gratitude and humility and generosity. And let us follow up any waswasas of shaitan with good deeds. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين ونستغفره ونؤمن به توكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي أما بعد. There's two sides of purifying the soul. One is what you do to purify the soul. The other is what you avoid so your soul doesn't get corrupted. Right? There's two things. One is the things you need to do. The other are the things you need to avoid. We spoke about seven things we need to do daily to purify our soul. Let's talk about five things we need to avoid daily. Because these five things are listed as things that corrupt the soul. Things that cause the soul to head off in a bad direction, to head down a dangerous path. Number one, let us avoid unnecessary debates and arguments and disputes. When a person develops a personality of always arguing with people, then it's very difficult for them to self-reflect. It's very difficult for them to focus on their own souls. It's very difficult for them to prioritize their own internal faults because they become obsessed with the faults of others. They become obsessed what everybody else is doing wrong. And so a simple solution is avoid arguments. Avoid fighting. Avoid debates. As long as they are not necessary. Yeah, sometimes they are necessary. Right? Sometimes someone is saying something really bad and somebody else needs to stand up and counter what they are saying and to tell, you know, to express the truth. But most of the time, the debates and arguments that we get into are petty. Most of the time, the debates and arguments you get into are a distraction from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll give you an example of this. You know, it happens every year. A bunch of Muslims will go for Hajj or for Umrah, and they will spend their trip arguing with each other over whether this is acceptable or that is acceptable, and this is bid'ah or that is bid'ah, and this government's like this and that government's like that. They could be in the haram doing ibadat. They are sitting and arguing with each other instead. This is a distraction from shaitan. Do not have an argumentative nature. It is a distraction from shaitan to stop us from focusing on what matters. The second thing to avoid, bad company and evil places. The people and places you associate with have an impact on your soul. The Prophet ﷺ described bad company like going to a blacksmith. A blacksmith in the olden days, most of the young people may not know what a blacksmith is, or maybe they know from their video games, but a blacksmith in the olden days was basically the man who used to make weapons, right? So every time he strikes the iron, this dust goes everywhere. So the Prophet ﷺ gave it as an analogy that when you're near bad company, their evil effects will get onto you, just like when you're near a blacksmith, the dust will get onto you. You cannot enter a place that is dusty without dust getting onto you. That's the analogy given of bad company and bad places as well. As a Muslim, we should stay away from places where bad things happen. And also as a Muslim, we should stay away from people who corrupt our soul. This doesn't mean we should be mean to people. This doesn't mean we should cut off people. This doesn't mean that we should mistreat people. It simply means we shouldn't let bad people have an influence on us. We should be influencing them. Right? Number three, we must avoid overeating and oversleeping and overindulgence in entertainment. Basically going to an extreme in anything halal. In fact, specifically mentioned in the books of purifying the soul to avoid overeating and oversleeping. Why? When you indulge too much in this world, even if it is halal, it makes you lazy. It makes you lazy. This is what happens when we sleep too much, when we eat too much, when we entertain ourselves too much, it makes us lazy. Now look at the modern lifestyle. How many young kids today, their life is just eating, sleeping, and entertaining themselves. What is this doing to their souls? Where's the balance? Where's the prioritization of their studies and of their ibadat and of their families? We need to understand what is important. Avoid oversleeping. Avoid overeating. And avoid overindulgence in entertainment. Number four, we mentioned in the first list, that if you get a bad thought, do a good deed. So what should you avoid? I won't say avoid bad thoughts because that's impossible. Shaitan's always trying to put the bad thoughts in there. So I would say avoid acting on your bad thoughts. Avoid acting on the waswasas of Shaitan. Shaitan puts an idea in your mind, to the best of your ability, try to avoid it. If you slip up, make istighfar. But don't just act on every impulse. Don't just act on every thought that comes to your mind. Learn self-control. Learn to think before you act. Just because your body or your mind or a whisper of shaitan is telling you to do something doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. And finally, if you want to keep your soul pure, control what you look at. Control where your eyes go. One of the biggest corruptors of the soul is to look at that which is haram. To look at the aura of others with lust. And this has become a defining trial of our times. Because we live in a time where people have unrestricted access to this fitna. And people are going crazy because of it. People are becoming addicted to it. People are losing their iman because of it. We have to learn self-control. This is a test for us. This is a test for the Muslims of this day and age to lower the gaze in the 21st century when technology gives you access to all that which is haram. This is a test. And if you are able to do so, then this would be a major step forward in purifying our souls. If you are able to discipline yourself enough that you do not look at that which is haram, even when it is easily accessible, even when nobody in the world is going to find out, but you still discipline yourself and you still control yourself, this is a huge step forward in purifying your soul. So let us, inshallah, work on these things. Let us take the steps towards purifying our soul. Let's take our steps towards avoiding that which corrupts the soul. And understand that this is a journey. This is a lifelong journey. Nobody's perfect, nobody's sinless. But we have to be constantly moving forward. Each day, each month, each year, we should be better than before. We should be one step closer. And if we slip up, we seek Allah's forgiveness and we try again. If we mess up, we seek Allah's forgiveness and we try again. But we don't stop trying. At the end of the day, nobody gets to Jannah for being perfect. We get to Jannah because of Allah's mercy. You try your best, Allah forgives the rest. So let us be people who are constantly trying. Let us be people who are constantly working to purify our souls. Let us be from those who do not give up on trying to be from those whom Allah loves, no matter how many times we slip up. And let us be from those who are determined to get to Jannah. We ask Allah to accept from us, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة